Hello, everyone, and welcome into CrushTheStreet.com. I am Kenneth Amendori, and I'm joined today with first-time guest, Roger Hardy, a man who's been an entrepreneur for basically his whole life, a serial entrepreneur, and he's gotten involved. He's the founder, co-founder of an eyeglass company, designer eyeglass company. They just went public here in January 2021. Kits.com. Look them up. We're going to learn about them here today. Trading on the Canadian side, KITS. And we're going to be getting to know Roger today. Roger, thanks for coming on the show with me.
Thanks, Kenneth. Great to be here. Very nice to meet you.
Roger, this last year has obviously been chaos in the world in terms of changes, in terms of pandemics, in terms of lockdowns. What we've seen in terms of the changes from retail brick and mortar to online sales has been explosive. And so you've actually were ahead of the curve on that, maybe coincidental, maybe just looking years down the road, but obviously that a lot of this has happened basically overnight. Let's talk about that. I mean, obviously focusing on online sales, can you just talk about what led you to that and your foresight in being able to be in front of this trend?
Sure. So, you know, it's been an exciting year, as you highlighted, from a business standpoint. We launched the business just a little over 2.5 years ago, finished the year last year in 19 with $50 million of revenue. At the end of the Q3, we were at a run rate of $80 million. So, you know, quite impressive growth rates. I think that comes on the back of what you mentioned, the catalyst being the great dispersion, you know, with COVID closing most of the retail stores out there for a period of time. It made people think about online and going online. And what we saw is customers coming into us, finding that it's more convenient, it's more cost effective, saving money, saving time. And, you know, we've been creating customers for life. So our business has grown very quickly in the customer, from a customer standpoint, 70% customer growth throughout the first couple of quarters in last year. And as people discovered online, and boy, it's just been, like you said, a whirlwind of trying to keep up with that onslaught.
So I guess going back to your background, maybe taking a step back, how did you get into designer eyeglasses and, you know, what led you to where you are now?
Sure. So, you know, heading back, I started a company called Coastal Contacts. That company grew fairly aggressively, became TSX listed back in 2004, then became NASDAQ listed in 2009. And in 2014, we got an unsolicited bid from Essilor, one of the big companies in the category, all cash offer. We took that to the shareholders and they were super excited to get a 10X return on the last couple of years on that investment. So since then, I'd been doing some private investing, but I kept hearing from family, friends, past customers that the company I'd sold had kind of traded sideways for a while and wasn't really taking great care of customers. Myself and my two co-founders kept looking at the optical category, thinking there's something really interesting still to do here. Still 51% of the category, this massive $36 billion category in North America, is operating through mom and pop shops. And those shops are often inconvenient. They often don't have the best pricing and there's still a bunch of middlemen on the way to meeting consumers' eyes. So, you know, the more we looked at it, the more interesting we became, started, you know, meeting daily down at Kits Beach in Vancouver, you know, beneath the snow-covered mountains where the ocean meets the mountains. We say early morning sunrises with our coffee saying, you know, how are we going to do this? Well, how do we strategically approach this category? We launched the company and, you know, customers have, it's really resonated with customers, obviously, to have this type of growth. And then, as you said, you know, good to be lucky, in a sense, from the business, has just accelerated more and more people moving online from offline.
Well, there's something they say about, luck, right? When opportunity meets preparation. And, I think there's a lot to be said about, the groundwork that has been laid. And obviously, the couple of years that you put in and the fact that you're hitting the ground running here, the revenues. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about now, sort of the numbers, if you will. Maybe you can reiterate the numbers, like who owns the company and maybe what the valuations of the company are now, and you know, put it into perspective of what's down the road.
Sure. So the company itself is very tightly held. Three of the founders own just about 75% of the stock. So the three of us are very aligned with our shareholders and investors. We're excited to have done a TSX big board listing. Had 60 institutions bid on participating, chose the best of those to become our shareholders. It's a very tightly held company, as I said. But beyond that, very exciting from the standpoint of growth prospects. So like I said, we opened in 2018, 2019 had $50 million of revenue at an $80 million run rate at the end of Q3. And so not just growth though, Kenneth, I think it's important that we've got growth and we've got earnings. At the end of Q3, we had more than $3.8 million of EBITDA, $4.9 million of adjusted EBITDA at that point. So it's a model where it's not just, you know, theoretically we're going to make some money someday. We've had growth, but we also can make money while we grow. In the shorter term, we think the prospects of growth are very exciting. So we've done an IPO, raised more than $50 million to put on the balance sheet. Means we can weather any storm, but also we can invest in growth. So that's kind of our plan right now, is to invest in growth, build out the brand for the next year or so while people are looking for solutions. They don't want to go back to stores. They don't want to stand in line. You know, it's foot traffic's down across retail. People want to take 2 minutes on their cell phone, get it done fast, and get back to their daily living. And so that's kind of what we're trying to do for them.
Yeah. Well, I guess for further understanding and nuance, maybe talk to us a little bit about who your competitors are, or maybe who you feel they are, and maybe the areas which Kits is disrupting.
Sure. So, I mean, really, again, 51% of the market is small mom and pop optical shops. To think about the offering that they have, it's a third-party offering of eyeglasses. It's a third-party offering of lenses and where those lenses are cut. You put in their eyeglasses. It's slow. It's inconvenient. It's expensive. So that's kind of the biggest target from a competitive standpoint, is just the migration, this great migration from offline to online. People coming online now, saying, I'm not going to do that way anymore. I want it fast. I want better selection, and I want it cheaper. And so that's kind of, that's the biggest opportunity. So we've got a vast, a much bigger selection, more than 600 frames sourced. We've got designers in Milan, designers in Stockholm. So we've got a Scandic style, a European centric style, also sourced from LA and California, you know, from North American design aesthetic. So we really feel like we've got this incredibly robust collection. But it's not just our own designs. We also have designers like Tom Ford, Gucci, Calvin Klein, Fendi, Dior, Ray-Ban, Oakley. So we've got also the biggest brands in the world. So if somebody's looking for a big brand, or if they're looking for, you know, one of these newer designs like a Kits design, we think selection is important to customers. So we let them choose what works for them. They can try that frame on virtually on our website. It takes seconds to try on 100 frames. Click through the frames. You don't have to leave your house. The comfort of your home. As we often joke, many of our customers are buying in their jam jams. You know, they're at home and they're happy to be placing those orders and doing this, trying on as many styles as they can in moments at a fraction of the price. So that's kind of the offering in the competitive set.
Yeah. Well, and it's incredible what the company has been able to accomplish, what you've been able to accomplish. So congratulations on that. And it creates a lot of safety. You know, you're not buying into, you know, even though the company just IPO'd, it's not an early stage company whatsoever. I mean, the relationships that were built. But I'll throw this at you this way. Investors want to know that the best is yet to come, right? And so maybe from that point of view, what does the next 12 months, next 24 months, what are your goals? What's the vision for the company down the road?
Yeah, sure, Kenneth. So if you think of our business as a contact lens business, is a big part of it today. And that is a recurring revenue stream business. So if you don't wear contacts, think of it like a razor blade business. People use contacts, throw them away daily, just like a daily razor. So that's core of our business. People come to us and they stay with us. We know that on average, a customer with us spends more than $650 over the next 5 years. So it's very important for us to acquire that customer and then keep them as a customer. And along the way, we know their vision corrected. Contact lens wearers all have a pair of eyeglasses. So for us, the model is starting with that vision corrected customer and introducing them to a great pair of eyeglasses. So all that to say, what does it look like going forward? We've had more than 100% growth in our glasses category at quarter over quarter for the last several quarters. So we think we've got some very impressive growth rates. Those growth rates we think are going to continue to be very, very impressive. Our offering is all about wowing customers and getting them to refer a friend. And that's what we're seeing happen. We're seeing people try the service, love the service, tell friends and family. You know, vision correction often travels in families. So if a daughter has vision correction, maybe the dad does, maybe the mom does, or vice versa. So when we acquire one customer in a family, we're generally securing the whole family and getting that kind of catalyst for our growth. So it's a very large category. The majority of it's still highly fragmented with a less competitive service offering than the one we have. So that's what the next couple of quarters and years look like, is the market, I think, is coming to us. We're in a rising tide here, and we're going to continue to execute.
So let's talk about the customer and the experience. Online sales for glasses, it seems like something that somebody would want to try on to make a decision on. So how has the company been able to adapt and deal with that concern of the public?
Yeah, sure. So if you think about a pair of eyeglasses, a couple things come to mind. Number one, if we ask people, have you ever tried on a pair of Ray-Ban eyeglasses? Most people have. And surprisingly, or not surprisingly, they fit most people. So there's much less variability in a pair of eyeglasses than people actually think. Number two, inside your glasses, the size of the glasses is written right there. Just like if you were buying a pair of shoes online, which we know millions and millions of people do each year. You've got the size right there on the inside of your eyeglasses printed. You can enter that size into our system, and we'll bring up the frames that are the exact size that are most likely to fit you. Third, you got a virtual try-on feature. Load your face in, you know, sitting on a camera like this, click that photo, and then we'll let you try on frames and see how they look on your face just by fast-forwarding through the collection. So the technology's early, but it's getting better and better. And the last thing is, we actually offer an online vision test free of charge. So if you're at the stage where you know, might need to go back and get your prescription updated, you can go to our website. Instead of spending $100 on a prescription, an updated prescription, we'll do that for you on site and then let you try on those frames from the comfort of your home. That vision test is no charge. And so we think we're making it super easy for people. We think the technology is making it better, more affordable for people. And, you know, that's kind of how it's working. And that's why I think our business is growing so quickly.
It's incredible. It's amazing how technology is making things efficient, effective, cheaper, more affordable, more accessible. And you're a huge disruptor. I mean, I can imagine those that are dragging their heels and not moving with the technology. I mean, they're going to be, they're going to fall behind to a company like yours. So, if people want to learn more about KITS, Roger, please let them know where they can go and what they can expect to find.
Yeah, sure. So if they want to learn more about KITS, you know, as I said, we trade on the TSX. You can go to the TSX site, search KITS at kits.com/IR. We've also got an IR page that'll let customers know and people know a little bit about the story and a little bit about the stock. So look forward to. And of course, the best experience, Kenneth, is to try the service out. If you're an eyeglass wearer, of which 3 or 4 people have some form of vision correction, 75% of the population, and the other 25% probably needs a pair of sunglasses. So go try out the site, get the experience for yourself. Let me know how it is, roger@kits.com, and I'll look forward to hearing from people.
So awesome. Roger, thank you so much for coming on the show with me today. We'll have the links in the description area. Again, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kenneth. Great to be here.